Joining us today is Providence Journal political reporter Catherine Gregg. Hello, Catherine.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Senate President Ruggiero, 38 studios remains a contentious issue in Rhode Island. Would you support an independent probe of 38 studios and how it happened?
Yes, I would. I think the public has to know what really transpired there. I'm hoping that the Attorney General will release whatever information he has, because I think it's important for the people to know how this actually transpired and went down and went the way that it went.
To switch gears a little bit, you succeeded Teresa Pivoweed as Senate President last month. Pivoweed was known as a very strong advocate for human services. You're known more for your interest in promoting economic development and construction jobs. Should human service advocates be concerned?
I don't think so. I always looked at the government, and as far as what I did in government, as a balance. I always thought there should be a balance between labor and management and everything else that happens. I'm not a policy person. She was a phenomenal policy person. As you said, I'm more interested in economic development, but that doesn't mean that I don't have senators up there that are going to carry that mantle that Teresa Pivoweed carried. And I've been supportive of all her programs that she initiated at the time she was not only the president of the Senate, but also as Senate Majority Leader.
Let's go to a question from Catherine Gregg.
Senator, you were one of the lead co-sponsors of the bill to legalize marijuana. And what we've been hearing recently is some hedging. Maybe this is not the year. What are your issues with the bill? Is it about the health effects? Is it about who gets to carve up the business of it? Is it about edibles? Why are you all of a sudden reluctant?
I think I've been consistent in my support for it. I was one of the co-sponsors of last year's bill. I'm also a co-sponsor of this year's bill. However, I have, and I told Senator Miller that I have tremendous concerns. I'm not really supportive of government doing the regulations. I think it should be codified in legislation. I think there are a lot of questions about marijuana itself, where it's going to be consumed, the packaging of it as it affects children, the child development issues, and a number of issues that a lot of people really don't think of. These issues will be fully vetted in public at the appropriate time. And I want public hearings on it. I certainly would like televised hearings on it so the public really knows what's happening. I don't like government operating in the dark. I don't think it's a confidence builder for the public, but I think these issues should be fully aired because even marijuana, the toxicity of certain forms of marijuana, I think all these issues come into play. Do I think we're going to get there this year? I'm not sure. You know that Massachusetts postponed their legalization at this point in time. We want to see what happens in the experiences of other states, Colorado, Oregon, other states, but we're really concerned about what's transpiring in Massachusetts because we think that'll ultimately affect what's going on in Rhode Island.
Governor Raimondo recently expressed support for some good government measures like line item veto, spot audits of campaign finance reports. Where do you stand on those proposals?
Well, as far as line item veto, I want to take a close look at that because there are different forms of line item veto. I want to see how it would affect the budget. There are certain questions. Once you do once a line item veto goes into effect, what happens? Can you have a line item veto a department budget? And then you have to go back and circle back because we're required to have a balanced budget every year.
Okay, so you're undecided on that for right now. How about the spot audits of campaign finance reports?
Spot audits, I have no problem with that. I mean, that can be done without any intervention from the General Assembly. I don't know. I think it'll be kind of cumbersome because we have quite a few legislators. I don't see them being able to do that type of work and audit everyone's campaign report between the House and the Senate in the course of 1 year. So I would not be opposed to that. I would encourage that because I think it keeps everyone on their toes.
195 Commission, I know it has been one of your babies, something you've been with since the beginning. You were in support of a proposal to put up anywhere from 1 to 3 high-rise towers. In the blink of an eye, something was done out of the public's eye to make that proposal perhaps impossible. What's that done to your relationship with Governor Raimondo, number one? And number two, what are you specifically are you going to do to make sure something like that never happens again?
Thank you. That's a great question. And you're right. I'm still keeping an eye on what's happening on 195, the commission's work. I just think when someone comes in to this state with $500 million in their pocket, I'm the type of person that wants to roll out the red carpet. I'm not looking to chase anyone away. What I suggest is that they work with the developer to see how it can happen. Whether it's one tower, two towers, or three towers, I think that someone should sit down and really try to iron the situation out. I want to help people who come into this state looking to promote business and things of that nature. I don't want to chase them away. It's my feeling that if this person walks, it will send a absolutely terrible message to the development community.
So what are you going to do?
I'm going to take a close look at that. I met with the governor. I explained to her that I want a transparent process here. I don't want things done when a vote comes in the back room, an executive session. I want it to be publicly aired so the public knows that there's no hanky-panky going on. And I'm not saying that there is, but, politics is perception for the most part.
Are you going to reconstitute the commission so that perhaps something like this never happens again?
I'm looking to draft legislation, and I'm certainly not going to submit it without careful consideration as to what to do with the board. So a lot of the incentives that these developers want come from the Commerce Department anyway. So you have to really have that interaction with the Commerce Department to see if those incentives would be granted to these developers who are coming in.
When did you first learn this session that Teresa Pivoweed was going to be leaving as Senate President?
Actually, I think I was the last to know. I think the weekend before she actually left, she had a conversation with some of the senators that were close to her. And I found out on the Monday, for the most part, which was before everything happened. So she had told me long ago that she didn't think she was going to stay too long. She never put a timetable on herself. Apparently, the position at the Rhode Island Hospital Association just popped up because of a person retired. And so that everything happened relatively quickly. So she never really told me until the day before.
We're short on time here, but I'm going to try and squeeze in two more questions. What is your top priority for this session?
My top priority has always been economic development and workforce development. I think we have a long way to go. I think we have our unemployment rate has dropped. That's very encouraging. I know that the business community just had a survey done. 80% of the business community is very optimistic about the economy in the state for this year. And 61% of those people who responded to the study are very confident of the economy next year. Obviously, the X factor is what happens in Washington. We're going to wait for the May revenue estimating conference and then see where we go as far as budgetary reasons. But that's usually been my priority. And I have a number of senators who have other priorities. So I've been sitting down and meeting with them and see where we're going to go on what we're going to do this year in the Senate.
Finally, the House Oversight Committee has traditionally been more active than its counterpart in the Senate. Last week, the Senate reformed the Oversight Committee into a new Rules Oversight and Ethics Committee. Do you anticipate that committee will take on a more active role now?
Yes, I do. I think we added the ethics provision in that committee. We have a new chair there who was on the Judiciary Committee, who's still on the Judiciary Committee, but I have a lot of confidence in Frank Lombardi. I think he'll do a great job. I want to see more oversight, especially with the quasis. So I think that Frank Lombardi will jump in there with both feet and he'll produce some good results.
We're out of time, so we have to leave it there. Thanks for joining us from the Providence Journal, Catherine Gregg.
Thank you very much.
And the president of the Rhode Island Senate, Dominic Ruggiero.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.